Well, I'm a bit anxious, but I'm honored to tell you a bit of my story today, of God's gracious work in my life over the last 18 months. I moved from Cincinnati to St. Louis in August 2016 to study at Covenant Seminary and pursue a dream to live in a diverse urban neighborhood and be a part of a diverse urban church. That's us. Though I had a history of seasons of depression, I had enjoyed many fruitful years of ministry, strong supportive community, and relative emotional stability. Though I was excited about the new opportunities in St. Louis and believed God had directed me here, before long, cracks began to show in my life. Cracks caused by loneliness and unhealed hurts, which I had largely ignored in my efforts to just keep going. Only later did I see that God graciously drew me to St. Louis, not just to pursue my studies and to serve in the city, but also to do a deeper work of healing in my life. In 2018, as the cracks in my life got deeper, I experienced deepening depression and even despair. I became paralyzed by fear and could not make decisions. I could not concentrate on my studies and decided to withdraw from school last winter. I also stopped my ministry of being a confidant and supportive friend to several church leaders. I'd lost my two key identity markers and felt like a total failure. I even began to believe I was not a true Christian. As things became worse, through the encouragement of my counselor Joel and Pastor Mike, I sought additional help in a behavioral health hospital unit. I had one short and one much longer stay last spring. Even though I thought I had lost everything and lacked genuine saving faith, God was quietly working. On most days, I still began the day reading my Bible in our lounge. One Christian resident found me and wanted to talk about Scripture and hang out. To be honest, I tried to avoid him. When he went home, he asked if we could keep in touch and almost comically wanted me to mentor him. I refused. But at this lowest point in my life, our loving Lord did something totally unexpected. He sent me an 80-year-old retired Baptist pastor as my roommate. This dear man had never even been in counseling, and here he was in the hospital and desperately needed a friend to talk with. God seemingly had tricked me into forgetting myself and caring for someone else. Even though I doubted whether I was a true child of God, he treated me like a brother. As I listened to his pain and confusion and provided friendship and help, God quietly worked in me. Here he was in the hospital, a broken failure who was doing nothing for God, and God showed me that he was still there, loving me. I slowly began to believe I was his child. Subtly, for years, I had defined myself primarily by my ministry roles, my doing for God. I began to discover my true identity is merely being a Christian, a child of God. Upon leaving the hospital, I was humbled to learn over the next few months how many of my brothers and sisters in St. Louis, Cincinnati, and even in Greece were praying for me. As our Lord Jesus had prayed for Peter in Luke 22, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you turn back, strengthen your brothers." I believe the love, support, and prayers of my Grace and Peace family, and especially my prayer group, sustained me through my dark season. To be honest, though, the battle is still hard at times, and I still struggle with decisions. But God has promised he will never leave me or forsake me. Thank you, Grace and Peace, for your love and support. Let us always pray and not lose heart.